It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh. She is with the Southeastern Utah District Health Department. She's also with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. We had a big 5K fundraiser that they just got done doing. And we're also going to talk about 988, which is going to be the nationwide suicide hotline. So we're going to talk about those couple of things, get us ready for 988. It's still a couple years away, but we want to be ready for it and let people know what will what it'll all entail and what you'll be able to do on 988. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Always fun when Amanda comes in. It really is.
I try to make it fun, you know. So our subject matter is not always a fun subject, but right. you make it fun, Dave.
We have to try. Yes. So let's talk first about your big 5K, 10K fundraiser.
Let's do.
That you're still recovering from.
I am. That was a lot of work. You know, we put together the Who Do You Run For 5K, 10K Run or Walk for Suicide Awareness that took place on Saturday, November 7th down in Goblin Valley State Park. And let me tell you, it was a blast. We had a great turnout, almost 100 participants, all keeping with COVID-19 restrictions, staying safe that way. And we had tons of donations, both monetary and non-monetary donations come in. And it was a great event. It was very successful. We had a lot of good feedback from the event. Things that we can, you know, work on, but that's what we're here for, right? Nobody can ever be perfect.
So you always learn from the one for the next one.
Absolutely. And it'll be bigger and better next time because hopefully COVID will be gone.
and that's what you were saying is that it was unexpected to have as many runners as you had.
Absolutely. Because of the location being in Goblin Valley and because of the COVID restrictions and the weather forecast that we just missed out on, it was surprising to have that many participants, and also humbling to know that there are still that many families that are, you know, dealing with the aftermath of losing a loved one to suicide, but also having the support of other survivors of suicide loss all in one place. It was a mixed emotion day.
And really, that's what this was all about, is to let these people know that there are others out there that have experienced what they have, right?
Absolutely, because you're not alone. Unfortunately, suicide is still the 10th leading cause of suicide nationwide. And so more times than not, you're going to know somebody or know of somebody that has lost their life to suicide. And we believe it's 100% preventable. So having events like this where we can educate just a little bit more and provide some protective factors for the family members left behind is the goal.
Okay. So now that we've talked about that, let's talk about 988.
Let's talk about 988. So this last year, the president of the United States, President Trump, signed into action 988, which is an emergency phone number for suicide, mental health crises, specific emergencies. And that will go into effect starting July 2022. It's a great program. You know, it's kind of hard to remember when you're in crisis. It's hard to remember 1-800-273-8255 or 1-877-273-TALK. Now I'm forgetting the number and I say it all day long. So having that quick 988 number is going to be super handy, and it will get them in contact with somebody that can help a lot faster. So like I said, that goes into effect July of 2022. The National Suicide Lifeline receives over, 2.5 million phone calls in 2018, and over 20,000 of those phone calls were from our Utah family. And so if we can get this phone number in front of our loved ones a lot quicker and have them get access a lot quicker, all the better to prevent somebody from taking their life.
Now, what are some of the things that take place when someone calls right now?
I'm so glad that you asked. So when somebody calls the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, they are greeted by an automated message that just says, thank you for calling. If you are in an emergency situation where somebody has hurt themselves, please hang up and call 911. But that automated message takes that time so that they can recognize what area code you're calling from so that they can direct you to the nearest mental health authority. And so when you call, you'll get the automated message. You hang on just for another second. And within a minute or two, you are in contact with an actual voice. And then they will ask you some information, get some safety. They will do a safety assessment to make sure that you're not in immediate harm, because there's different protocols that they need to take if you are in immediate harm. So they talk to you about your loved ones and the value of life and what you believe in, and just try to get you refocused on living. And if need be, they can, they're multi-jurisdiction. They have jurisdiction in a lot of different areas. So if you are in immediate danger, but you're not giving up your location, sometimes they can ping your phone or contact the local police department to ping your phone and your location to make sure that you're safe. And then, that's extreme, but, they just try to talk to you. And at the end of the phone call, you walk away with a safety plan, which is really, really important. This safety plan lists who your emergency contacts are within your immediate circle of who you trust to call when you are in a crisis. It talks about the three things that are most important to you and what give you purpose and what would make you live. Sometimes it's, your children, your family, or even a pet that is encouraging you to stay. And then there's follow-up with that as well. In rural Utah, it's a little different in that we don't have a lifeline call center here. All of our lifeline phone calls from around the state go to the University of Utah Uni, and so they're spread out that way, if that makes sense. And then, Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, they step in and help where they can. They're awesome at that, and we get the people the help that they need.
And really, and that's what 988, that's what the suicide hotline is all about, is finding people and getting them the help that is necessary to, help them maybe realize that there is more to life than what they're going through right now.
Absolutely.
And we're heading in right now to one of the worst times of year, really.
Actually, well, statistics show that we lose more people to suicide come spring, whether that be because the longer days and the more vitamins that you're getting from the sun, or the holidays give people more incentive to stay around because they are going to be with family and things like that. It's really in the spring that we lose people. And so we concentrate on beating the winter blues is kind of the theme. And we do a hard push for suicide prevention come spring. And but because of COVID, all of that's complicated right now. The isolation and the quarantining and the being away from our family and not being able to spend the time with our family, that really does play a role on our mental health. So who knows what our numbers will look like. And it's scary, but there are resources, and we are here, and we are working around the clock to make sure that our community feels loved and is safe and, has the resources available to them.
And the resources are out there if you need them. Amanda, if anyone needs to get these, how can they get a hold of you?
They can contact us through the Hope Squad of Carbon Emery Grand County's Facebook page, and they can also call me at work, 435-636-1153. Those are the easiest, quickest ways to get a hold of me. And and just one quick little tidbit is emergency department research shows that when somebody has gone to the hospital after a suicide attempt, they're asked, from the time that you made the decision to end your life and the time that you got to the emergency room, what was that crisis time like? And it shows that it's only 6 to 10 seconds. So if we can get somebody on the phone with a suicide prevention specialist or the life line or Four Corners within that 6 to 10 seconds, or they have the phone number available to them, the likelihood that they will survive their crisis moment, it greatly increases. So it, very important information to put out there.
All right. Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. Thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate
and,
you.
Keep doing all the work that you do.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, or listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.